China tries to plot a course through some bad economic data.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Join Me, an instant online meeting app used by millions of people to collaborate and get work done anywhere. More at join.me.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. We start with gloomy economic numbers from China this morning. Industrial output, investment, and retail sales all went down in the first 2 months of this year. In Beijing, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang talked with foreign reporters about China's economic slowdown, among other issues. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So how bad here?
Well, you know, we haven't seen declines like this since 2009 at the height of the global recession. And what's interesting is that every single economic index fell short of economists' expectations by a long shot. So this will be a surprise to global markets. Another bit of news today that won't help investor confidence is a question that Premier Li Keqiang received from a reporter today. He was asked what his biggest challenge was as premier last year, and he just bluntly said, the economy. Here's a snippet.
We've had very limited space for maneuvering and carrying out our new fiscal and monetary policies, and we were faced with tough choices in exercising microeconomic control. What should we do? When confronted with such challenges, one needs to show guts.
Rob, do you think China has the means and the will to tackle this?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. You know, one theory in economist circles goes like this. It's the reason that we're seeing this dip in these numbers is because China's government has, in fact, taken gutsy moves to stabilize the economy. Some economists say when it comes to shifting China's economy to a consumer-led model, it's sort of like a no pain, no gain situation. China will need to go through slow growth if it expects to make meaningful changes to its financial system.
And I take it there's a competing theory here, though?
Yes, there is. The other theory goes that China's not doing enough to rebalance its economy and that these numbers are a sign of more bad things to come. You know, this camp points to the fact that China's central bank has loosened credit for businesses lately, something that's been a short-term fix in the past but has had long-term damage on China's economy. China's currency, the renminbi, is also being deliberately weakened by the central bank to make Chinese exports cheaper. Again, not a healthy long-term solution to China's economic growth. Growth model problem.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Russia warned today, if you sanction us, we will sanction you. The country's deputy economy minister says if the U.S. or Europe imposes penalties for its seizure of southern Ukraine, the response will be symmetrical. Alexei Likachev said if there are sanctions, it's his hope that they will be political, not economic. Quote, one would like to wish that if the EU decides to impose sanctions, they will not restrain business cooperation. Today, the Paris-based Club of Nations, known as the OECD, said it stopped the process of allowing Russia to join and move to strengthen cooperation with Ukraine. Now let's do the numbers. The FT 100 is down a scant 4 points at the moment. The DAX in Frankfurt is up 0.3%. We were talking about China's economy just then. While the key index in Shanghai rose 1.25%, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong fell 0.2%. The euro is up to $1.39.5 this morning. There's word just now that the biggest maker of luxury cars in the world has had a surprisingly strong quarter. BMW has been selling a lot of 3 Series cars, and its profits today beat expectations. Bayerische Motor und Werke stock is up 2.8% in Frankfurt right now. In the U.S., the 10-year Treasury yield is up slightly to 2.73%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, serving more than 78 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. By Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And by Citrix, with GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses worldwide in face-to-face online meetings. More at GoToMeeting.com.
Wikipedia is the online encyclopedia to which anyone can contribute. Now there's an effort in California to use the Wiki model to draft new laws, to crowdsource bills that'll be introduced into the state legislature. Capital Public Radio's Katie Orr has the story.
It's often said there are two certainties in life, death and taxes. That's what California Assemblyman Mike Gatto was thinking about when he decided to launch an experiment in crowdsourcing legislation. His chosen topic, the state's probate code, which regulates wills.
Well, we've seen a lot of very excited feedback on what is a somewhat boring subject.
Gatto had heard the probate code needed some updating, and it seemed like a safe topic for his first wiki bill. Plus, he wanted boring, so special interest groups would be less likely to co-opt the legislation.
So we thought this was a wonderfully happy medium, pun intended, for the public to get involved, to directly affect a bill.
Anyone can go to the page and add language or start a discussion, but so far, not too many people have. The wiki page shows about 12 contributors. Tim Bonneman is CEO of Intellitix, a company that helps organizations connect and interact with people through social media. He's been observing the wiki bill process and says Gatto's team was too hands-off.
And they also started at the most difficult part, which is writing legislative copy, when maybe they should have invited people more to share stories and identify challenges and develop solutions together.
And as for keeping special interests out of the mix, well, Bonneman says wiki bills might actually help.
In general, the more public, the more transparent the process is overall, the more difficult it becomes for people to slip things in unnoticed.
Gatto has pledged to introduce whatever bill his wiki contributors come up with, and he says maybe next year they can refine the process and take on more timely issues, like crowdsourcing ideas for dealing with California's drought. In Sacramento, I'm Katie Orr for Marketplace.
And you know how yawns, they're contagious. Well, it turns out bad moods may also spread through social media. University of California, San Diego research. When one person sends Debbie Downer type stuff on Facebook, the recipients tend to start sending bummed out material as well. But researchers also found that posting happy stuff has a nice domino effect, which is my bouquet to you this morning. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
There is a price to fame, you know, near constant scrutiny by paparazzi.
There's a lot of celebrities that don't have a problem with it. There's a lot of celebrities that sit there and say, okay, you know what, take a few pictures and go away.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, a paparazzo ride-along for our series You Hate My Job, next time on Marketplace from APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.